fried chicken in New York, the cashier is in the Philippines. And so you understand what this is about and where they're going with it. During the pandemic, as a matter of fact, they had, I remember that during the lockdown, it's not a pandemic, it was a lockdown. During the lockdown, they had a convenience store that was being stocked by a machine, kind of a robot, that was being operated by somebody who lived in India. And so this individual was hooked up to the machine, and he could, you know, remote control, take the stuff out of this and stick it into the refrigerator thing. So people could go in there and get their stuff without having human contact and other things like that. But I said, you do understand this is about far more than a supposed pandemic and lockdown. This is about, you know, they always want to bring cheap labor in. Well, what if we don't actually have to have the people come here? What if we can get cheap labor, but they can stay where they are, you know, in India, or in this particular case, in the Philippines? Because you have several stores here that they were talking about that were selling Asian chicken, and they contracted with a company that was working with people in the Philippines. And so this company was called Happy Cashier. Happy Cashier would contract people in the Philippines. They would pay these people $3 an hour to interact with customers via telecommunications and telecommuting, that type of thing. So you would come in and you would interact with a live person, but they would be on a monitor and they would be in the Philippines. Now, you know, that's easily moved to fast food drive-thrus, isn't it? You know, you could have some person in the Philippines who barely speaks English, because I mean, it's a they make it pretty difficult to communicate on those walkie-talkie garbage walkie-talkies are the things anyway. So you know, you could have a so-called face-to-face with this person in the Philippines, and they're paying $3 an hour, and then that person could take your order and punch up the buttons and have the robot in the back room slap together a sandwich for you, right? Or do most of it for you. Now, the minimum wage in New York City is $16 an hour. They just increased it in California, as I reported last week or so, up to $20 an hour for the fast food places, and only for the fast food chains. You know, you had to have something like in your franchise. You didn't have to own 80 stores or something, but it was, I think 80 was the number. But you had to have a franchise that had, you know, 80 stores, like a McDonald's or something, at least, or more. And if that were the case, then they could force you to go to $20 an hour. And I said at the time, well, I think this is to push people that these chains, they're not doing it for restaurants. But if you had a chain of fast food stores, these are the people who've been looking at replacing workers with robots and AI and stuff like that. So I said, that is a financial incentive to make that happen more quickly, to make the economics work out for these human replacements more quickly. That's really what I think is behind that. More than just pandering to people who don't understand the economics of minimum wage, the fact that it's a Pyrrhic victory. It's not going to change anything. You're going to have people get fewer hours. They're going to get fired, perhaps. Price is definitely going to go up on everything. Maybe they won't be able to afford to eat at that restaurant anymore. So all those things are involved. But I think in this particular case, there is an agenda to get rid of the fast food workers and things like that as a first step to replacing workers in more and more areas with robotics, also linked to artificial intelligence. So in this particular case, as I said, look, here's the thing. We can bring in, we can have laborers that we pay $3 an hour, and that's twice as much as what the average wage is in the Philippines. So, you know, American workers are making 10 times as much as people in the Philippines. So let's stop that. We can make more money if we can find some way to bring in cheap foreign labor. That'll be a stepping stone to us completely replacing human beings, even in the Philippines, with robots and AI chat. That is really what is happening. We already saw that with the Amazon stuff, right? The just walkout thing. They had 1,000 people in India watching the people shop and ringing up their stuff, and they're telling everybody it's artificial intelligence. Well, it's artificial infiltration, isn't it? The people that they talked to, though, were not very impressed with this. If they even noticed it, and most of them were just ignoring it when they walk in, they didn't have to place their order through that. It was kind of a virtual assistant. And if they even noticed it, they would ignore it. So, yeah, I've seen those things. I don't want to interact with them at all. I guess it's some kind of a vending machine thing. They will not allow you to use cash in these places either. You see, part of the globalist agenda, no cash. So, again, paying them $3 an hour, twice as much as what people are typically making in the Philippines. So the minimum wage there in New York, 10 times what people make in the Philippines. So they went to, found a way to outsource work to another country. Well, they've been doing that for manufacturing for quite some time. Now they're going to start doing it with retail and with other things. One person said, this is a way for small business to survive. No, it's not. Again, you have to have a community. You have to have a society. Who's going to, if you're paying workers in the Philippines, regardless of what you pay them, are they going to be buying your burgers or whatever it is that you're selling? No, they're not going to be your customers. You know, Henry Ford said, I want to make the cars so that my workers can afford one. That's not what these people are looking at. The future that they're designing does not want us, does not need us. As a matter of fact, it needs us to go away. If we're going to be here at all, we have to be here as slaves. It is not a way for a small business to survive. When we look at other aspects of work, psychedelics paid for by work. Well, it's coming. Yeah, it's coming. Is it really? This is Wall Street Journal saying that companies are starting to put alternative therapies, and that's what they call psychedelics. They call it alternative therapies. Starting to put that in insurance programs. Folks, this is nothing other than Brave New World. You know, how did they subjugate the people? With entertainment, with sex, with drugs, and then they're you're not a threat to them. Yuval Harari has said this as well. Now we're going to control people with drugs and games and things like that, so they won't be challenged to us. That's truly what this is. It's a Brave New World strategy. Don't give a damn. Take a gram. You know, just trip out, man. On Rumble, AP Rumble seat, David, that's one I read before. Let's see. Neurodivergent, thank you for the tip. My monthly contribution, David, thanks for being a voice for peace, reason, and truth in a world where truth is the enemy. Well, thank you very much. That's very kind of you. On Rumble, North American House Hippo, thank you for the tip. Also, I can't listen live right now. Just enough time to say my employer has me driving a Disney bus today against my will. My soul's going to need a long hot shower when I get home. God protect these kids. Yeah. Hal 9000, the $20 an hour minimum wage here is causing closures. Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. And you must be in California. Yeah, Karen Carpenter, as a Californian, I agree. The elimination of human workers is the goal behind the fast food wage hike. That's just where they want to start. So, you know, take your job. Are you upset? Here, have some psychedelics. How about that? I know you can't take a trip in a car or a plane. I know you can't go anywhere. But hey, you know, you can trip out on virtual reality, or you can, you know, take this drug here. One person in the Wall Street, and this is being pushed by the Wall Street Journal, of course, right? This is a good positive thing. It's going to be a new fringe benefit for people. The real pharmakia, right? In every sense of the word. I've experimented with psychedelics myself, and I could see how it could be helpful to people, says the founder of Plexus Healthcare Systems, which recently started covering psychedelic-assisted therapy for its employees through a benefits startup company. So in other words, this is somebody setting themselves up just like this happy cashier. We'll take care of that. You just contract with us. Well, these people say, well, we'll trip out your employees. Before you know it, they're going to be meeting those machine elves with DMT. Well, and that's when the problems really start. How did this happen to me? I don't know. Yeah, I had people report to me that these Silicon Valley entrepreneurs, they went to Burning Man to shoot a report. And they said, there's this one area and they had all these billionaires from Silicon Valley and they're all hanging around doing DMT and stuff and getting technology tips. They said that's what they were doing, getting technology tips from the machine elves they're encountering. And you wonder why. You wonder why our country looks so demonic.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.